Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, March 24th. You'll be interested to know. 36 years ago, today, in 1989, the oil tanker Exxon Valdez ran aground, releasing approximately 11 million gallons of oil into Prince William Sound in Alaska, which resulted in the largest oil spill in United States history up to that point, causing significant environmental damage and sparking widespread public outcry about oil drilling practices. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Monday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking clean this morning with knee to thigh high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 2+ feet throughout the morning, providing nice conditions. Expect the winds to remain sideshore at 3 mph, keeping the surface smooth as the day begins. However, conditions may shift to fair later with increasing winds. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 4-foot outgoing high tide when the south-southwest swell is 1.5 feet at 14 seconds and the sideshore wind is 3 mph. The first low tide Monday will be a 0.5 foot at 1:15 a.m. with a 3.5-foot high tide at 8. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 61 degrees for the water temperature. Tuesday through Thursday will experience choppy conditions, particularly in the afternoons as 7 to 10 mph onshore winds create bumpiness. Morning sessions remain relatively clean with lighter winds under 5 mph. Wave heights will rise from knee to waist high Tuesday to waist to chest high by Thursday, but the persistent wind-driven chop will significantly impact overall surf quality throughout this period. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 58 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 7:06, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:45. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog early today, clearing up by mid-morning, leading to mostly sunny skies and a high near 63 with a light breeze. Tonight, expect partly cloudy conditions with patchy fog after 11 p.m. and a low around 56. Looking ahead in the weather, expect partly sunny skies Tuesday with patchy fog in the morning and a high near 64. Nights will be mostly cloudy with lows around 56. Wednesday and Thursday will remain partly sunny with highs near 60. Nights will be mostly cloudy with lows in the mid-50s. Friday brings partly sunny skies again with a high near 59 and a partly cloudy night with a low around 52. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the National Transportation Safety Board is urging a vulnerability assessment of 68 bridges across 19 states, including the Coronado Bridge, following a devastating vessel collision that led to the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Maryland. The NTSB is focusing on bridges built prior to safety guidelines established in the 1990s. In California, 7 bridges, primarily in San Francisco, are identified for assessment, including the Golden Gate Bridge and the Coronado Bridge. Caltrans, which owns the Coronado Bridge, is currently reviewing the report and will comment after assessing the NTSB recommendations. Now on to sports. In an exhilarating weekend of men's March Madness, all four number one seeds advanced to the Sweet 16, showcasing their unique paths. Notably, number four Maryland triumphed over number 12 Colorado State with a thrilling buzzer beater from Derek Queen, securing their first Sweet 16 berth since 2016. Meanwhile, number two Michigan State overcame a double-digit deficit to defeat number 10 New Mexico, and number six Ole Miss achieved a historic victory over number three Iowa State, marking their first Sweet 16 since 2001. As the tournament progresses, anticipation builds for the upcoming matchups. In local sports, last night, the Kings dominated the Bruins with a stunning 7-2 victory in Los Angeles. Anze Kopitar and Warren Fogle each netted crucial goals, while Drew Doughty and Quinton Byfield added to the tally. The Kings' relentless offense now places them at 39-21-9 for the season. Tomorrow night, the Kings take on the New York Rangers at Crypto.com Arena. The Lakers, sitting at 43-27, take on the tenacious Orlando Magic, 33-38, at the Kia Center tomorrow night. In top news, research from World War II data reveals critical insights into children's health, particularly regarding sugar intake. A study highlights that limiting sugar consumption during the first 1,000 days of life, starting at conception, could significantly reduce the risk of chronic diseases like type 2 diabetes and hypertension. Robert Siegel, a pediatrician, emphasizes that maternal nutrition directly impacts children's food preferences. The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends no added sugars for children under 2 and no more than 25 grams for older kids. Experts urge both parents and food manufacturers to promote healthier dietary choices for improved long-term health outcomes. In business news, California Attorney General Rob Bonta issued a consumer alert on Friday, warning that 23andMe is experiencing financial distress. The South San Francisco-based personal genomics company has reported substantial doubt about its ability to continue. Bonta urged Californians to consider exercising their rights to delete their data and destroy any genetic samples held by the company. He emphasized the importance of protecting sensitive consumer data obtained through saliva samples. Customers can download their personal data before deletion and withdraw consent for research use through their account settings. Bonta highlighted California's robust privacy laws that support consumer control over personal data. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 2% over the weekend to about $86,000. Ethereum is up 1% to just over $2,000. And Goatsy's Maximus is up 2% to 6 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. At NVIDIA's annual GTC Developers Conference in San Jose, California, a small robotic droid named Besh stole the spotlight during Chief Executive Jensen Huang's keynote address. Inspired by a Star Wars video game, Besh charmed the audience with its puppy-like enthusiasm. Developed by Walt Disney Imagineering Research and Development, Besh showcases NVIDIA's new physics engine Newton, which trains robots to navigate the physical world. With implications for industries like healthcare and logistics, these droids, including their green sibling Grek, are designed to interact with humans while retaining some control by their operators. Entertainment news. Christopher Nolan's upcoming film is an adaptation of the classic, The Odyssey, featuring a stellar cast including Matt Damon, Anne Hathaway, and Zendaya. Cast member John Leguizamo remarked that, despite the film's substantial budget, Nolan operates it like an independent film, saying, "He's not doing it by committee. He's not doing it by what the studio says." This unique approach allows for creativity, similar to an indie filmmaker, but with significant resources. The film promises to be a mythic action epic, utilizing new IMAX film technology, and is set to hit theaters on July 17, 2026. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the Italian religious leader, Pope John the 23rd. And he said, "Consult not your fears, but your hopes and your dreams. Think not about your frustrations, but about your unfulfilled potential. Concern yourself not with what you tried and failed in, but with what it is still possible for you to do." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.